bring the action.
When you hear this in the club, you're gonna turn the shit up. You're gonna turn the shit up. You're gonna turn the shit up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. See the boys in the club. They watching us. They watching us. They watching us. Everybody in the club. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh.
Now, rockin' with Will.i.am and
Britney, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. This is Zone In, and I'm your host, Steve Lewis, and for the next hour, we're going to be zoned in for fitness. Today's guest is Mr. Keith Johnson from Schererville, Indiana. Keith, are you there?
I'm here, Steve. How you doing, buddy?
Okay, how you doing?
I'm doing really well. I'm glad to be back on the show.
Yeah, same here. I'm glad to have you back. We took off last week, but for the last few weeks, we've been talking about weight loss and basically, you know, what we can do. We started out a couple of weeks ago with what the diet, and then the next week was the exercise plan, and so on and so forth. This week, we're going to talk something that everybody's kind of interested in, but they really don't want to hear the truth. So we're just going to lay it out there. This week, we're going to talk about the actual supplements that you can use for weight loss. Now, people ask me all the time, what can I take? I want to burn fat, so on and so forth. And they go out and they listen to a lot of things out in the media, you know, in terms of things they can take, I don't know, different diet pills and so on and so forth. I mean, somebody was asking me about an herb, Garcia Cambodia or something, and I was trying to figure out where in the world did they hear this from. And I guess Dr. Oz was promoting it, basically. So, I mean, there's a lot of information out there on, you know, and people don't understand what they need to do, but that's why we've had this five-part series, basically, is to say, oh, hey, this is what you need to do if you want to lose weight. I mean, I don't know. There's really no magic bullet. There are things that can aid you, but most important is the work that you got to put in. So this week, you know, I want to kind of, like, go over some of these things and kind of, like, you know, say, you know, what supplements are worthwhile, maybe, if any, and then, you know, go from there. I guess the first thing is why do you need supplementation anyway? And then, and when I say supplementation, I mean supplement to your diet. You know, you got to have vitamins and minerals because you're not going to be able to eat enough of food in order to satisfy the quantity that your body needs. So, you know, it's very tough to do that. So, and especially when you're dieting, when you start dieting, you're already cutting back on a number of calories. So you're cutting out even more food. So to have, you know, so you really need vitamins and minerals, you know, added to your daily meal plan. Now, with that said, okay, Keith, you're a trainer. You're out there. You listen to these people, you know, every day coming in. You know, they're asking you about different things. I'm sure they're asking you about supplements. So what do you tell them?
Oh, see, this is a broad topic, you know, to discuss. But, you know, first and foremost, like you said, they're supplements. They should supplement your diet. A lot of people expect these supplements or fat loss aids or protein supplements to be all they take and that's all they need, and that magic pill is going to burn all the body fat and build muscle.
Exactly.
When in reality, it's just a supplement, Steve. And when I suggest supplements for people, first and foremost, I ask them, you know, is your diet right? Because if your diet isn't where it needs to be, all the supplements in the world aren't going to help you. So once I realize that these people have their somewhat of a good diet put together, I first and foremost suggest a protein supplement. A lot of the protein powders out there, the whey proteins have been proven that, you know, what's in there is in there. They're effective, they're safe, and they're going to help people reach their protein needs. You know, like we talked about so many times in this series, is that it's hard to reach your daily protein requirements when you're so busy throughout the day. So this
That's
is where the protein supplements, again, come in to help you reach these goals.
Right.
Continue, Steve.
I was going to interject here because you said, you know, as far as the ratio of what you need as far as protein, 40% of your calories should come from protein. That's going to be pretty tough, you know, to get that without having some kind of supplement. Yeah, that's all I wanted to add there.
Exactly. I agree with you 100% there, Steve. But when it comes to other supplements, you know, I, of course, have to analyze who I'm dealing with. You know, is it a male? Is it a female? How overweight are they? How are they looking to build? But since we're talking about weight loss, I'm quite skeptical on a lot of the weight loss supplements out on the market right now. For instance, you know, Ephedra got banned about, you know, roughly probably about 10 years ago now. And that was
right.
Probably the most effective supplement on the market that you could have access to. I mean, it was in everything. It was in Speed Stack energy drinks. It was in everything. I mean, people could go to the gas station and pick it up. But now it's really hard to get a hold of some good ephedra. But we have some similar, you know, things called like phenephrine, which is supposed to be a similar form of ephedra, but without any of the side effects. You know, I would maybe suggest that if it comes in one of your fat-burning compounds that, you know, a lot of these supplement companies promote. But I'd probably say the number one fat burner in the market is probably caffeine. I mean, caffeine is going to speed your metabolism up. It also works well with other fat-burning agents such as the green tea, the ephedra, the phenephrine. All these things are better utilized with caffeine. So those are things that are going to help, you know, heighten the effects of these things. But to go further into detail a little bit more, green tea extract's pretty good, and those are about the only three that I would suggest for fat burning, Steve.
Okay. You know, yeah, but it still doesn't take away from the fact that you still need to supplement your diet with vitamins and minerals. I think that's, you know, that's imperative. It's just that the question is how much, you know, and what's good. And I know once you get into, well, let me ask you this. You don't start off right away and say, look, okay, today you're going to diet, and then now you're going to take synephrine and caffeine, or do you wait at some point in time that, you know, maybe after a couple of weeks into the diet, or how soon do you start it?
Probably, in all honesty, at least a month. I mean, most people are probably already drinking caffeine, so I really don't have to promote that. Maybe just a healthier source of it, and maybe like coffee that is just black, or
okay.
A lot of teas have caffeine in them. But I really don't start suggesting supplements until probably about a month into the diet, because we want the food to do the work. I mean, the food and the exercise. So a supplement should be used to help you get through a sticking point.
Okay.
You know, it's that little extra push that's going to help you burn that extra layer of fat you got. You know what I'm saying, Steve?
Right. I understand. Now, with that said, okay, there's basically out there, you know, the government has put out a recommendation. Is their what they call their RDA, you know, in terms of what they're recommending you should take in terms of vitamins and supplements. Now, you mentioned ephedra. Now, that was one of the things, you know, back in the day, 10 years ago, that even when you were taking it, if you took ephedra, you still needed to take, you know, your vitamins and minerals. In fact, you needed to even take probably even more, because ephedra, you know, the way it was set up, it helped you, it excreted a lot of vitamins and minerals from your body that were already stored in there. So, you know, so that's why I first look at, you know, what vitamins and minerals are you taking, and what else do you need to add? Or you know, especially if you're cutting back, and at this point we're talking about dieting, so we're saying if you're cutting back, you definitely need to make sure that you're getting the vitamins and minerals that you need. Now, so even before you get into, you know, taking or thinking about any other supplement, the first thing is what do you need to take as far as, you know, vitamins A, B, C, D, you know, all the vitamins that have been recommended by the government, as well as the quantities. And then you have to look at what you need to increase, you know, with those quantities based on what you're doing. So, you know, I don't know. And I don't really think in that regard is that much different than men and women, or would you agree?
No, I mean, men are just going to need a little bit more just because we're bigger. But other than that, no. I mean, like I've stated before, you know, supplements are going to work just like they would on a male as they would a female, as long as they're nothing to do with hormones. But, like exercise, I wouldn't change how I train a male versus a female. We're all the same. We're very similar other than a few key factors.
Okay. So, but you're saying basically the main supplement that besides vitamins and minerals that you recommend is just going to be protein, right?
Yeah, that's my number one first thing I tell everybody is protein powder.
Okay, all right. Yeah, and then, like you said, if 40% of your if your diet is going to come from 40% of the calories in your diet, you're coming from protein. It's going to be tough to get all that, you know, without a lot of extra, you know, fat and other calories. So yeah, it's easier to take it with a good protein powder shake or something or supplement. How do you feel about antioxidants?
Antioxidants, I mean, I think they're okay. I think they have their benefits for just overall health. But as far as a fat-burning effect goes, I really don't see the true benefit of it. I don't think there's been enough studies done also to, like, clarify the amount of antioxidants you need. I mean,
right.
We just hear that antioxidants are good for us. And even as I drink a tea right now that is, you know, boasting that they have antioxidants in it, they don't explain to me what antioxidants I'm taking in or what they're going to do for me. So I think for most people, they don't understand the effects of antioxidants, and there's not a clearer description of how much we need to take a day. I think it's good for overall health, and most things that have antioxidants are going to be a beneficial thing for your diet, but to supplement with antioxidants, I probably would not suggest it.
Okay. And
I wouldn't
being,
go out of my way to take it. I would say if you want to take antioxidants, that's great, but I think protein powder is more important than them right away.
Okay, I guess. Okay. And the thing is, we had talked, you know, a couple weeks ago, yeah, you can't take, you know, everything all the time. And so, right, yeah, so here, if you're talking about dieting, then we're going to have to prioritize what we need, and then you're saying that priority is going to be protein. Yeah, I understand that. And that makes sense to me. So, okay. Now, another thing comes to mind, and I don't know, maybe this is old school, but I'm thinking back, you know, there was always talk about the blood brain barrier. Now, and in that, it meant that if something was placed inside your bloodstream that your body did not recognize, okay, it would immediately take it and put it off to the side in storage in terms of, like, fat. And what comes to mind, one of the chemicals comes to mind is, like, trans fats, whereby your body sees this thing come in, it's moving so quickly that it doesn't want this thing to come through the bloodstream and go to the brain. And it says, wait a minute, let me stop this. I'm going to stop the action on this thing right now and place it over to the side, over into fat storage, basically. That's what it does. So with that, I mean, the only thing that, like you said, that over the years has come through that was kind of foreign to the body, that could still speed things up and, you know, move through your bloodstream real fast and not do that was ephedra, you know, that we know of. So, I mean, that I know of anyway. So, I'm thinking, I don't know what else is out there that you can take. Now, protein itself, you know, your body knows about it. So, and you need that just to help supplement what you're doing with, you know, your diet in terms of, you know, 40% ratio. So, I don't think there's anything else. I mean, that's going to, you know, allow your body's not going to allow anything else to come in there. Okay. And have any kind of reaction without it saying, wait a minute, you know what? I don't know what this is. And if I don't know what it is, I'm going to stop it because I don't want to hit in the brain. I mean, would you agree? Or is that still a philosophy or no?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, because like you said, the trans fat is the best analogy you gave right there. It's a genetically modified, you know, type of fat that we're going to take, and the body is unfamiliar with it. You know, we don't find that in a natural diet that the ground would produce or animals have. So our body gets confused and, you know, sends it off to the side to be used later if we find a role for it, such as being stored for fat. Because, you know, as we break down fat, a lot of, you know, nutrients in there are used for energy, and along with supplements, sometimes we store it in the body fat. So I agree with you on the brain-blood barrier, but it's a little bit different now. You don't hear it as often. Now, I think a lot of times when we take in either excess of supplements or supplements the body doesn't know what to do with, we'll excrete them also in a different way, you know, you know, through urine and so on and so on. If you take in too much protein, for example, you're either going to store it as fat or pee it out. So, I mean, there's a couple ways that the body gets rid of products that it doesn't either need or is unfamiliar with.
Okay. Now, there is one antioxidant. I want to go back to that just for 1 minute. There is one antioxidant that, well, maybe two, that I want to actually discuss and see what you feel about them. I mean, because I've had really good success with them. One is pycnogenol, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And the other one is NAC. Those really seem to work very well in terms of, you know, especially when I'm dieting. You know, it seems to work really well in making sure that, you know, whatever I'm eating, you know, that my body is absorbing it and is not being absorbed as fat. I mean, it's actually being, you know, it's going to the cells that it's supposed to go to, you know. Now, NAC, I want to put a, you know, a warning out there that everybody's got. So if you're taking insulin, I know that for a fact, if you're taking insulin, you don't want to take NAC because this antioxidant is so powerful that it will stop the action of any foreign insulin. So now I know that it will do that, and so that's one of the things I want to put out there. But if you're not taking insulin, okay, this I believe is a very good antioxidant. Now the other antioxidants, like, you know, vitamin C and vitamin E, you know, you got to take so much in so bigger quantities. I don't even know if it's, you know, you may be doing more harm to your body than good. But as far as pycnogenol, okay, and NAC, I really look to promote those. I mean, because I've had good success. I heard other people tell me that they've had good success with them. So, and it depends on how you're using them. Here, I'm talking, you know, if you get a good quality brand, and I don't want to name any names, but if somebody wants to find out which ones I use, you know, just send me an email. But a good quality brand of pycnogenol, okay? And as far as NAC, any brand there. So, and then, you know, if you're interested, you know, send me an email and I'll shoot it back to you and let you know, you know, what the quantities, you know, I've had success with. But those are very good. Now, there's one mineral that I want to talk about, and that's chromium. And the reason why I talk about chromium is because, Keith, you introduced ephedra. Now, one of the biggest things with ephedra that I liked when back in the day when I was taking it, well, when it was legal, I guess. I'm not sure if it's still illegal now, but anyway, was the fact that it suppressed your appetite. I mean, you know, that was one of the biggest things about dieting. You know, nobody wanted to diet unless, you know, because they couldn't stop eating. Now, one of the things is that if, you know, because when we talked about diet a couple of weeks ago, was the fact that, you know, if you're on low glycemic foods, your sugar's not going to be, you know, bouncing all over the place, which means if it's not bouncing all over the place, then, you know, it's going to be pretty level. You're not going to have these cravings. But even if you are, I think a good brand of chromium still helps with those cravings. I mean, you know, chromium taken 20 minutes before a meal, you know, really helps me out a lot. Now, and I've had other people tell me the same thing. So I don't know. Do you take anything like that or no? Or have you ever taken chromium?
Yeah, you know, chromium also has other benefits other than the hunger-reducing, you know, effect, is that it also helps stabilize blood sugar levels and affect how your insulin is used. So it's really a great supplement for the fact that it's able to, you know, better stabilize your blood sugars and hopefully use the insulin to not store those nutrients that you're taking in as body fat. So it's almost like a trifecta of benefits as far as, you know, it's going to control your hunger. It's going to better utilize the carbs and food that you're taking in and hopefully allow it not to be stored as body fat. I mean, you really can't complain with a supplement that's fairly cheap.
Exactly. Really cheap.
To add to the diet. I mean, it really could help you with your fat loss goals.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that I found that I'm like, wow, you know. So, now, what about NAC? Because I've just talked NAC and picogenol. Have you ever had any experience with
those? You know, I've heard great things about NAC. I mean, it's a supplement that's been around for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
I personally have never used it, but I've heard great benefits from certain clients that I've had or friends in the industry that have used it, and it's found in a lot of compounds, you know, fat-burning compounds. Like, what I mean this is that a lot of the fat burners out there are a blend of supplements together to hopefully work together to burn the fat, and NAC is one that's always involved in them. So for that, just alone from hearing so many positive reviews on this supplement, I would say it's worth a shot. And like you said, any supplement company works. They sell it at Meijer, you know, Walgreens.
CVS. Exactly.
So you're able to, it's an easy, accessible supplement. Now, the first one you were discussing is kind of
picogenol, right.
It's a little bit of an older school one, you know. I don't hear too much about it anymore in flex and muscular development or, you know, I just got back from the Mr. Olympia, and nobody was promoting that at the expo.
Okay.
And again, it's supplement that I really haven't used too much, so you'd probably be able to give a better review of it. But again, I think it's a fairly affordable supplement that people can use along with their chromium, their protein powders, or caffeine to help build their own safe, effective fat-burning stack.
Yeah. And you know,
so from that reason alone, it's worth a shot.
Gotcha. Okay. You know, going back to ephedra, I mean, and I'm thinking, you know, we have to, if we're talking about supplements that work, we knew ephedra worked, but because of the fact people were abusing it, they finally said, you know, we were going to have to, you know, make this illegal because there's just too many things happening out here that you know, endangering the public. And I understand that. But one of the things that I was using ephedra for, I mean, was weight loss. So, and then along with ephedra came the ephedra, caffeine, and then aspirin stack. So, and just like you're saying, so you know, all those benefits of caffeine, they added ephedra to it, and then they added aspirin. Now, when I looked at why they added aspirin in there, is because they wanted aspirin to help speed these nutrients through the bloodstream, okay, as well as kind of act as a catalyst for caffeine and the ephedra to make it, you know, a little bit more powerful. And really, so if you had back in the day, if you had a ephedra stack of caffeine and ephedra and aspirin, really, it was very, very powerful. Now, the only thing is that when I was taking it, I didn't really like taking aspirin, you know, all the time. So So when I looked around to see what I could take to help, you know, replace it, something natural, that's when I came up with this picaginal. And it was kind of like doing the same thing. And I was like, wait a minute. And in fact, I even got a better response from the picaginal than I did with adding the aspirin. So, I mean, it's just one of those things I want to put out there in case anybody's thinking about it, you know, really. But even now, there's still so many benefits to it. I mean, because the major benefit of it is blood flow. It really helps with blood flow. In fact, now, and I still see it in some of the supplements that promote, you know, getting a pump while you're in the gym, you know, is that picaginal, because it does help with blood flow. And, you know, I'm one of those aging guys, and I'm looking for blood flow, and I'm going to tell you, that's one of the supplements that I definitely use, okay? Just thought I'd throw it out there.
Now that you bring it up, that's where I've been more familiar with that supplement, is in nitric oxide products. Not so much on the fat burning side, but that really is a great idea you had there to add that in instead of the baby aspirin, because, you know, you really don't want that blood thing effect all the time, in my opinion, on your body. I got a quick question for you. Does the baby aspirin supposed to have a effect also on the ephedra to make it last longer in your system? Now,
yes.
I was wondering, does the picaginal, or however you pronounce that, does that do the same thing?
Yes, picaginal. Yes, it does. It does. So it takes ephedra and the caffeine, and it makes it last longer in your system. Exactly. So if you're taking caffeine and you take picaginal now, that's what I'm saying. It's going to last longer in your system because it's going to actually thin the blood out long enough, you know, for an extended period of time and allow caffeine, you know, to work. Or if it were back in the day when ephedra was illegal, you could take, you know, ephedra too, but that's not the case. But yes, that's exactly it. That's exactly it.
You know, I don't want all our listeners to lose hope on ephedra not making it back on the market. I think it was never really made illegal. I think it was really frowned upon. I remember you could still get it at gas stations if you like. They would bring it out from underneath the table. But I was at the Mr. Olympia in Las Vegas last weekend at the expo. There was actually companies promoting ephedra being back on the market at a more accessible rate. So I feel like we should keep our eyes peeled on that also to see, because I believe it is a safe supplement. I just think people abused it. You know, they were taking it and running around and a steam room, you know, dehydrating themselves. Anybody's going to die from
that.
I just think everybody should keep their eyes peeled. I think there's some good supplements that are coming out with ephedra in them. So,
right. Thanks for sharing that. I mean, really, I had heard that too, and I'm glad, you know, you were at the show last weekend and you found that out, because I hadn't heard that. I mean, but I did hear that it was coming back. I didn't know that, you know, like I said, you were at the show, that it's back on the market now, possibly. But really, like I said, it was just the abuse. Right. It was just the abuse. People were taking it. They weren't eating. They weren't, you know, it was just because they weren't following the prescribed method for how they were supposed to administer it. And then that's when everything blew up. So it was just a, you know, big wash on that. You know what, Keith, we're coming up on the little break here. When we come back off break, I want to talk to you about some of the amino acids that, you know, you can also supplement, you know, aside from just the regular protein, what amino acids you can take, you know, during your dieting phase in order to help you out there. So right now we're going to take a break, and we'll be back. Thank you.
Bring the action.
When you hear this in the club, you gotta turn the shit up. You gotta turn the shit up. You gotta turn the shit up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. See the boys in the club, they watching us. They watching us. They watching us. Everybody in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We say
saying, oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. We saying, oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying, oh, we oh, we oh, we oh.
You are now rocking with Will I Am and
Britney, bitch.
Bring the action.
Rock and roll, everybody, let's lose control. All the bottom, we let it go. Going fast, we ain't going slow. No, no, hey, yo. Hear the beat, now let's hit the flow. Drink it up and then drink some more. Light it up and let's let it blow, blow, blow. Hey, yo. Rock it out, rock it now. If you know what we talking about, burn it up and burn down the house. Half, half, hey, yo. Turn it up and gon' turn it down. Here we gon' shake the ground. Cause everywhere that we go, we
bring the action.
When you hear this in the club, you gotta turn the shit up. You gotta turn the shit up. You gotta turn the shit up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
You see them girls in the club? They looking at us. They looking at us. They looking at us.
Everybody in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying, oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. We saying, oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying, oh, we oh, we oh, we oh.
Now rocking with Will I Am and
Britney, bitch.
Oh yeah.
Hey, how you doing? This is Steve Lewis, and we're back with Zone In, talking with Mr. Keith Johnson here from Sherwood, Indiana. We're talking about supplements that you can use to diet. And before the break, we were just basically throwing out some basic stuff, which was about, you know, vitamins, minerals, and a few other supplements that you can take. We mentioned caffeine and the ephedra stack, and the ephedra may be back on the market. But anyway, this next segment, I want to talk a little bit about some of the what I consider basic and definitely requirements for, you know, for dieting. When I look at the supplements that you need, some of the things that come to mind are the actual amino acids that you can use to help with sustaining your blood sugar level and actually getting you to rest and be relaxed. Because those are one of the things, you know, anytime your body goes through a transformation, you know, there's tends to be a lot of anxiety, which creates stress, and consequently, not, you know, you're hungry, so on and so forth. So I was looking at, you know, back in the day, what I took or have been taking, or, you know, what's helped over the years with me and other people that I've talked to in order to maintain, you know, a stabilized blood sugar and then relieve some of that stress are some definite amino acids. And one of them that comes to my mind is L-glutamine. I'm going to tell you, unless you've got kidney failure, okay, again, anything I'm prescribing here or suggesting, please talk to your doctor about it, you know, because you may have ailments or whatever. But L-glutamine is one of those amino acids, and it's a protein, one of those amino acids that you can take or that you should take within the first hour upon waking, okay? And I think if you take maybe 2 to 3 grams upon the first hour upon waking, it's going to stabilize your blood sugar, okay, so that you don't have these cravings all day. Now, you take this on an empty stomach, and then so it would probably be like, you know, you wake up, and within the first half an hour, go take the L-glutamine, maybe 2 or 3 grams, okay? It stabilizes your sugar. Then go take your shower. And then after you're done, then go have your breakfast. Okay? Really, now you're going to see the difference. Now you're not going to be as hungry. Okay? You're not going to because while you were sleeping, you know, you're in the starvation mode, and then you wake up, and then all of a sudden now you're going to have everything. So L-glutamine is going to help with that. It's going to help throughout the entire day to help you do that. Keith, I don't know if you've ever used it. Is that something that you would also recommend or no?
Yeah, of course. The L-glutamine is the most abundant amino acid found in the body, actually. So we use it for a multitude of health benefits. Not only do we use it to stabilize your blood sugar, but it's also important for maintaining muscle mass, for growth hormone production, for keeping your immune system strong. These are just a couple of the benefits of glutamine. I mean, it's a fairly cheap supplement, and it's easy to take. I usually just take a scoop of it, toss it in my mouth, and chase it with some water. I mean, you don't really have to mix it up with anything. So for that reason alone, I really like glutamine.
It's one of the ones that, you know, it's a staple. You just got to have this. I mean, it's one of the things that, especially when you're dieting, because you're going to, you know, if you don't take it, you know, I think when ephedra finally was banned and I had to figure out something to use for, appetite control, I realized that by me taking L-glutamine, you know, strategically throughout the day, you know, at certain periods of time, I didn't have those cravings. And so that was a easy way for me to stay on track with the number of calories I needed in order to reduce my weight. And like you say, if it's got all these other benefits, I mean, really, you cannot exclude this. But now I know everybody, you know, can't take everything. So again, I want to make sure that, you know, if you're out there and you're listening, you know, or, you know, check with your doctor first, you know, just to make sure. But unless you've got severe kidney disease, I can't see this being any issue. It could only help. Now, some of the other amino acids that I found that are very helpful, you know, taking individually outside of, you know, regular protein powder, are the ones that actually help to relax the body. Okay. Now, again, one of the things was back in the day with ephedra was the fact I was so stimulated that I couldn't get to sleep. So consequently, I mean, I was wound up all day. I mean, I had energy for days. It just wouldn't stop. But when I would get ready to go to sleep, I really couldn't sleep. I mean, I was still losing weight and everything, so I had to find something to kind of like calm me down. And that's when I started looking into the different amino acids, you know, that could help me out. And one was L-ornithine. Does that sound familiar to you, Keith? Did you ever try that?
Yeah. It's another product that's usually used for growth hormone production and release, which is also another, you know, benefit of weight loss and muscle gain. It's going to keep you feeling younger. Also, I've also heard of that being used in some nitric oxide compounds. So we kind of have a theme going on now that a lot of these products that are good for blood flow are also good for fat loss. So fat loss or relaxing, you know, again, these are amino acids that are found naturally in our body and are good to be supplemented with.
Yeah, I mean, I can't talk enough about L-ornithine. I mean, yeah, you're right. And I forgot about the fact that, you know, it does help promote growth hormone, which is probably why, you know, it's such a good aid for sleeping and for fat loss, because with that growth hormone release, that's what basically is helping you to reduce, you know, body fat. So, but for relaxing, I mean, I don't know why they don't talk about this enough. I mean, if Dr. Oz or whoever else is you know, promoting Garcia Cambodia or whatever, I mean, one of the things is that you know, rest. You know, you talked about this a lot, Keith, when, you know, a couple of weeks ago. Rest is one of the most important things. So if you're not getting, you know, good rest where you're in a deep sleep, okay, for a certain period of time, you know, weight loss is going to be much more difficult. So, and I'm thinking, this product for me, by taking it over the years, now I'm going to tell you, I have stacked it with a couple other things. Now, one of the things was GABA. Now, that, you know, I'm kind of leery of taking too much of it because of the way it makes you feel, but taking GABA and L-orothane, I mean, really, those two amino acids alone really give me a real nice, calm feeling. I go to sleep, and I'm in a deep sleep. Have you ever tried it for sleep?
Yeah, that's, you know, I'll tell you, I got a sample of a sleep aid product that's supposed to help with getting that deep, restful sleep. I mean, I'm up just like you are, Steve. We work some pretty crazy hours, and we're drinking caffeine and everything throughout the day and working out late, and you kind of get riled up. And I actually took one of these last night, and I'll tell you, I slept great throughout the entire night, very restful. I woke up refreshed for my early start today, and I like the GABA mix with the L-orthine.
Okay.
I think it's a good compound, but like you said, you got to be careful with the GABA because you might feel a little comatose if you take too much of it.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, as I read throughout the years, you know, there is a warning out there for anybody that has maybe, anxiety attacks or the suffering from deep depression. Now, and then, you know, but the thing is that you never know that you're suffering depression unless somebody's told you, you know, unless you've been clinically, you know, described as that. So maybe, you know, like I said, check with your doctor on any of this. But I'm going to tell you, these amino acids, I mean, GABA and L-orothane, I mean, I'm just like, you know, really, I take those, I'm out. I mean, you know, I could be up for 20 hours plus working on some issue, and then, you know, and then it's time to go to sleep, I'm out, I'm done, it's over with. So, and I think that's one of the things that is a problem when it comes to weight loss, is that, you know, if you're up all the time, you know, due to anxiety or due to other issues, like you got to work, so on and so forth, and you can't get to sleep, your body is going to then fight any type of weight loss. So these supplements that actually help you get to sleep, L-orothane and GABA, definitely will help you and aid in your weight loss efforts. So it's one of those things that taking a good look at. Now, like, again, I'm not sure why it's not out in the media now, you know, because they're talking about so many different things. I'm not really sure, you know, but everybody's got their own reason for doing whatever. But I'm just saying, if you're asking me what works, what have I tried that I know works, and what have I tried, you know, and told other people that works, you know, those are definitely two. Now, there's one other that I want to talk about is another amino acid is L-theanine. And I hope I'm pronouncing these correctly because, you know, phonetically, I'm not really sure. I'm only looking at what I can pick up from just reading. But this amino acid is one of the amino acids I'm told is in green tea. Now, I started taking this, and I did get some benefit of it relaxing me. It's another amino acid to help me relax and help me to sleep. So now, again, you don't need to take everything, okay? So you got to kind of try out what works and what doesn't work for you. Now, the other thing is that if something's working for you for a while, your body's going to figure it out and it's going to stop working. So you have to kind of like, you know, get a, like, you know, you have to have an answer for like, well, if I've been taking L-orothane for a while and now it's not working as well as it, well, try something else. So come off the L-orothane for a while, try something else that works, okay, and then go back later, okay, after maybe a couple of months, after your body's had a chance to get all that L-orothane out of its system. Not to mention it, you know, it's forgot about it, and then you reintroduce it, it's going to work, you know, just like it did, you know, the very first time. So, and I think that's why, you know, that's why I'm promoting, you know, that you try a few supplements, okay, in order to see what they work. So, because everything's not going to work the same way all the time. Your body's going to figure it out, and it's going to stop if you continue to take it all the time. But you did mention green tea, so I'm going to ask you, Keith, have you ever taken just L-theanine by itself?
You know, Steve, I've never stacked it by itself or combined it with maybe the two. I've found it again. It's another supplement that's often used with the other two as a natural sleep aid that also helps with fat loss, growth hormone production. So what we could tell the viewers is, you know, if they find a good product out on the market that has good dosages of those three right there, it's probably a very reputable product. Also, you can find L-theanine at, again, you know, Meijer, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS. It's a supplement that's rather easy to find. So, for that reason alone, I think it's a good product that it's easy to access. Yeah. And then it's good use with the combination of a couple other amino acids that we've already discussed. But alone, I've never used it, but a lot of products that I take have it in there. So, I mean, I can say it has some good benefits while being stacked with other amino acids.
Okay. I've taken it by itself, and it was, I mean, really, it worked. You know, I've taken it by itself after I've come off of L-orothane for a while just to make sure that my body got it out of the system and then, you know, just to kind of like what you call cycle it, I guess. And it did work. So I took it worked very well for me. So, you know, like I said, and the quantities now, you know, if you know, who's ever listening, please, you know, look at, you know, what's recommended. And then try it for yourself and then, you know, maybe bump it up or take it down a little bit depending on, you know, your personal situation. But, yeah, I've had good success with it. Now, there's one other supplement that I really want to talk about. We could probably spend days on it, but you know, for the remainder of this time that we have, I'd like to talk a little bit about ZMA. It's a supplement basically that, you know, I didn't even know about until I started looking more into what the bodybuilders were taking to relax. And, you know, it's been out for a while. I mean, at least, I think the last 15 years. But I don't hear too many people talking about, you know, taking it anymore. I mean, it's not something that they're using to, you know, to supplement their relaxation or, you know, or to aid them in sleep or weight loss. So I'm trying to figure out why. Now, with that said, Keith, do you use this now, or is anybody that you know using it?
You know, I've used ZMA in the past and had very good results with it. I mean, you know, not too long ago, I was just a starving college student trying to make it in this bodybuilding world and fitness world. And ZMA, again, is a supplement. You can get a month's supply for $13-14. So,
yeah, very reasonable.
Very reasonably priced, and I'm going to tell you, it's easy to take. You take it 30 minutes before bedtime, and it's going to knock you out and give you some good restful sleep. And, you know, the Z in the ZMA is zinc, so for males especially, it's, you know, going to be good for testosterone production, and then magnesium aspirate is what's going to help you with the sleep and restoring those vitamins and minerals that we have lost throughout the day. So it's cheap, it's easy to take, and it's usually just a 3-pill serving, which isn't bad. I hate taking packs of stuff that's 12, 15 pills. This is an easy 3 pills.
Right.
Take them, you're ready to go. It's not a hard thing to do. There's not a big science. You know, you don't have to be on an empty stomach. You don't have to be standing on your head while drinking a glass of water. That's how I feel with some of these other supplements, is that they make it almost impossible to take them correctly. So ZMA and the amino acids we discussed earlier are just easy products to take, and they're affordable. I mean, there's a lot of bills you got to pay every day. Supplements are supplements, so you got to budget accordingly.
Right. And, you know, it's like I'm saying, you know, you don't take everything all the time, so, you know, so you're not going to be spending, or you shouldn't be spending, tons of money trying to take everything every day. You got to take what you need, you know, for your particular goals for that time. So, you know, if you're looking at weight loss, this is one of the supplements you gotta, you know, to take a look at. You know, we've mentioned the other, you know, L-glutamine, orothane, and, you know, theanine, but I'm just saying, you know, ZMA is one of those that's, you know, one definitely when it comes to sleep, relaxation, you know, and restoring your body to help you restore your body's, you know, natural hormone levels. It's one of the ones that you definitely got to consider. So, like I said, me, I cycle through these, you know, just to make sure that, you know, the other ones don't you know, my body doesn't get used to them. So, you know, I start with one for a couple of weeks, a couple of months, come off for a couple of months, and then I try something else. But, you know, ZMA, really, personally, I think, you know, especially when you're really working hard in the gym, as well as when you're dieting, I mean, it's one of those ones you have to have. Because just like you said, I mean, you know, the Z stands for zinc and M is for magnesium. Those are two minerals that you definitely need, for when your body's under stress. So in order to get, you know, the proper amount of sleep and for your body to recuperate from any exercise or other activity, you know, I think is one of the, you got to have it. I mean, I don't see any way of getting around it. With that said, I don't really see, you know, else being, I mean, we've mentioned quite a few here, but I don't really see there else being too many other supplements that are out there. I mean, you know, basically it all still comes down to diet. You got to diet and then you got to take, you know, your vitamins and minerals, but, you know, and then take some proteins to help you, you know, bump up the number of, grams of protein that you need in order to achieve your weight loss goals. But other than that, only the supplements that we mentioned. I mean, unless, like I said, I'm old school, unless Keith, is there something out there that you know of that you can take as well that'll help with your weight loss?
You know, not something that directly will help with your weight loss, but, you know, branched chain amino acids are pretty good. I mean, they've been around for a while also.
Okay, so, BCAAs, all right.
Yeah, a couple of the benefits of those is that they're good at muscle sparing. The leucine, which is one of the three branched chain amino acids, is important for protein synthesis, which could help us build more muscle, which will not only help us preserve, you know, the muscle we already got, but build new.
Okay.
Also, let me think here for a second, you know. The problem with branched chains is it sometimes can be a rather pricey supplement, but I actually got a good compound, you know, and if you want to email Steve to find out what I use, that
okay.
has a bunch of the stuff we already talked about, like glutamine in it, it's got citrulline in it, the theanine, it's got a lot of products in one that I just take a scoop of it, and I got my daily requirement right there. I take it twice a day, and I'm good to go. So branched chain amino acids are good to take, you know, maybe pre-cardio on an empty stomach because it's going to have a muscle-sparing effect, and then the leucine is going to be good for preserving the muscle we got and protein synthesis to build some new muscle, speeding up our metabolism.
Great, yeah.
That's about it, you know. We discussed a lot of supplements, but those are the good ones.
Right, that's exactly how I feel. I mean, that I don't really think there's that much else out there. I forgot about BCAAs, but you're definitely right. I mean, yeah, especially, you know, when you're doing some cardio on an empty stomach, you know, you probably want to take those just to make sure that you're only, you know, that your body has, you know, is burning fat, you know, and not trying to get any additional protein out of your muscle. Yeah, that I'm definitely a proponent of that. You know, and we're wrapping this up here, but I'm thinking, you know, really, that's basically it. You're not going to get too much more than the supplements that we've already mentioned. So, I mean, I don't know, if people are looking for, you know, the magic bullet, you know, there really isn't anything. I mean, there's a lot of things that are going to help you, but the biggest thing is you putting in the work to prepare your diet, and then you putting in the work to actually go out and, you know, and do the exercises, you know, or find some exercise program to help you. And if not, if you know, the easiest thing is, you know, call Keith. He's a personal trainer. He'll definitely help you out there. Yeah. So, you know, this is this is pretty much it. But in all these that we've mentioned, you know, this past hour here are very good supplements. Okay. Now next week we'll come back and we'll talk about exactly, you know, how to put together a plan for the whole thing. You know, starting out with, you know, the meal preparation, how much time you should put out, you know, how you should have your meals ready so that, you know, there's no last-minute surprises that, you know, well, you were out, didn't know what to eat, and you had to pick something up. So, We'll help you out with that. We'll look at some of the exercises that you can do, even when you're, you know, when you're on the go, on the run, still keep up with your weight loss plan. And then we'll kind of like, you know, guide you along, and then when and how much to take of, you know, some of these supplements that we, you know, that we've already talked about. I mean, but that's pretty much it. I mean, so, you know, supplements only add to what you're already doing, and that's, you know, or help you, you know, so it's not going to do the work for you. You've got to do, you know, the work yourself, whether it's the planning, the exercising, the cardio, or whatever activity, you know, that you're going to be engaged in. You know, you still got to do the work. The supplements are only going to help you with it. So, but that pretty much wraps our show up for this week. I want to thank my guest again, Mr. Keith Johnson.
Well, thank you, Steve. I really appreciate being on the show again.
Thank you. And we'll be back next week. We're going to talk more about how to, you know, put together the whole plan. We've talked, you know, about the exercise, the diets, and then, you know, what supplements to take, when and how much, and just kind of give you a whole, you know, the whole picture of what you need to do. So until we see you next week, stay healthy, everybody.